This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and I'm Jeff Sandhu. The second phase of high-speed broadband project under the National Broadband Initiative is expected to increase the speed and extend the access areas in the urban, suburban and rural areas. While high-speed access to the internet will benefit many citizens, the global increase of broadband adaptation also increases malicious cyberspace activities in the country, resulting in higher risk of cyber threats to users. Here with me today is Ko E. Lane, the Senior Technical Consultant for Symantec Malaysia, to talk about bridging the knowledge divide on online safety literacy.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you.
Now, how do you see Malaysia developing in the area of knowledge divide in online safety literacy?
Well, as you mentioned, with the second phase of the high-speed broadband initiative, you'll see greater reach and higher access to broadband. And however, as you mentioned, it will increase the the malicious cyber attack, cyberspace activities. Therefore, we have to take precautions in order to ensure that online safety is actually covered, if we don't put people at risk, individuals at risk, because we have seen that identity thefts are something that are very prevalent, and it's increasing, and so therefore we need to ensure that online safety is catered for.
Why is there a need to address the gap or knowledge divide, especially online safety for the family?
Yeah, so the age group which tends to be on the internet more often will be the teens, the 15 to the 31-year-olds. And therefore, we have to take steps. They are the active internet users. We have to take steps to educate them from the family unit itself, much as how we educate, kids on other type of risks. This is another kind of risk that we need to educate them on. And if you look at the Norton Report, we actually publish a annual report called the Norton Report, which we are in the fourth edition. Some of the trends that we see is that consumers tend to pick convenience over security. As the use of mobile devices increase, the risk also increases. However, consumers tend to take convenience, I don't password lock my phones and all that, and that will actually increase the risk.
There are many people who don't password lock their phones, which is very surprising, because it would probably be the first step you should do when you have a smartphone.
That's right, with smartphone having all your personal information, right? So it'll be definitely a source of risk.
How is the knowledge divide in online safety for the family impacted by the current ICT trends?
So if you look back at the Norton Report, there are two trends, the mobile trend as well as the social media trend, right? With the mobile trend, we are aware that we need to protect ourselves when we're on a PC, when we're online. However, when it comes to mobile devices, we tend to forget or we choose to, choose convenience, as I mentioned, so we don't put security measures, password lock being one of it, putting security software on your mobile devices, or even simple things like backing up the data that you have in your mobile devices, right? And when it comes to social media, as more and more people are on the social medias, we have to protect the passwords we use to access social media, just as how we protect our email passwords, right? Because the passwords we use gives us access to other sites as well. And if that gets compromised, we will get compromised.
Why do you think, not many people actually, install security apps on their smartphones? Why is there, do you think, that they feel that there isn't a need for them to do it? But they do it on their PCs, but not for their phones.
That's right. Actually, it's interesting. The survey found out that half of these people are not even aware that there are such software available for mobile devices, which is why they do not actually put security software on their mobile devices. So awareness is one thing. Yeah.
How much parental control do you think is needed for children's online activities?
It really depends on the age of the child, right? Children, especially those who tend to use internet a lot, the approach is actually more to be aware, to know what your children are doing online and not to prevent them, because actually the internet is great, all the information is there. So being able to protect them by making them aware of safety, what they need to do, which is why there is actually a free resource available called the Norton Family Resource, which helps you have the talk with your kids, right? To find out what are some of the coolest websites you have, who do you talk to online, to open that communication between you and your child to understand what they're doing online and keep them safe.
There needs to be some parental control, but not too much.
Not too much. Do not control them, but monitor their activity.
I'm speaking to Ko Yi Lane, the Senior Technical Consultant for Symantec Malaysia. And in just a moment, we'll talk about the key consumer trends that are expected this year. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9. Jeff Sandu here, and with me today is Ko Yi Lane, the Senior Technical Consultant for Symantec Malaysia. And early on, we spoke about the gap or knowledge divide, especially in rural areas. What family resources and solutions does Norton offer for family online safety?
Okay, so there's the free web-based tool online. The norton-family.com is a resource online where it will have tools like supervision, you know, limiting the time you spend online, being able to monitor how your kid represents themselves online on the social media, and you can even download an app for the parent on your device to actually monitor the usage of your child.
Do you see, you know, children sort of accepting the fact that, you know, the parents are actually overseeing what they all do, or is there like some sort of like you know, I don't know what's the word called, that, you know, kids just want to betray their parents and just want to do something crazy. You know?
That's true. That's why we you cannot go from a point of controlling what they're doing online, but rather being aware and monitoring, and, you know, talking to them about it, being open with them on the safety, on why we need to do such things, you know, when they're actually online.
And what's the age gap as well that you see kids accepting this? Is it the younger kids or is it the teens?
Basically, anybody from the 8 to 31 onwards, basically, you know, as long as you have to talk with them, they will be open about it. It's basically opening the communication lines so that both ends are receptive and aware of what they're doing.
You know, when you talk about, you know, how there's so much more risk nowadays involved with more access to the internet, more faster connection speeds and all that, what about the developed countries, the countries that are already more developed? Mm-hmm. What are they doing, or how did they do in terms of educating online security?
It's the same way that we did, you know, online resources, being able to have access to these resources, putting tools in place or software in place that can actually monitor the usage of the internet, of the kid going online using the internet.
And this is the same things kind of going on in our neighboring countries as well, in Singapore and Thailand?
Yeah, that's right. It'll be across the globe. Yep.
So what are the key consumer trends that are expected this year in 2014?
Well, this year, you know, as what we've experienced last year, we've seen the privacy and cybercrime. That's one of the areas that we will see, the trend that we will see. More and more people will be more concerned about protecting their identities online, especially. And with the, the Personal Data Protection Act 2010 coming into effect last year on 15 November, more and more individuals should be aware of what they're signing up to when they actually go online, you know, and what information they're actually releasing.
How should consumers in Malaysia prepare to face the challenge from these key trends, especially the PDPA?
Yeah, so that's the main thing you have to do now is be aware, read up, what you're signing up for before you accept any terms or conditions, before you give out your personal information, be aware, read what is it going to be used for, and only provide the basic that you are required to provide.
We can only do so much, I guess, right? Because like even for apps, people download apps without reading what the app actually does. You know, you just agree to everything. How do you enforce someone to actually just, you know, you really have to, I mean, you can tell people you got to read, you got to know what you're signing up to, you got to know what you're approving. How do you actually enforce people to make sure that they actually do what's supposed to be done?
Well, I guess the act is one way, you know, because you know that there will be such, consequences, right? So that helps in that sense. But it's all up to the individuals to practice and ensure that they are taking charge of their own personal identity and to protect it.
What about family resources and solutions? Does Norton Symantec offer anything for family online safety?
For family online safety, yes. That's the Norton Family Resource, the norton-family.com. the tool, the resources, you know, blogs on safety, online safety are all available. Besides that, we also have the Norton 360 multi-device bundle, which is a software that can protect from your PCs right up to your mobile devices. You know, some of the things for PCs is the standard things like endpoint protection, blocking of malicious sites and such. For your mobile devices, you can do things like anti-theft. For example, if you lose your phone or your device, you'll be able to then track where it is and also have the choice to erase the data on it. Yeah, so that's very important. Some of the resources that we have.
How is it different from the family safe from the Norton Family Security Suite?
Okay, so the Norton Family Suite or resource is more of an online resource whereby you can there are articles, there are forums, blogs, as well as a tool that can be downloaded and installed. That is only for online internet monitoring. Whereas the Norton 360 mobile device is more like a anti-malware protection kind of solution.
This monitoring device is the one that you could track on usage behaviors.
Yes, usage behavior, yeah.
All right. I've been speaking to Koh E. Lane, the senior technical consultant for Symantec Malaysia, talking about bridging the knowledge divide on online safety literacy. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.